Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Gentle gentle stream. Until you can forgive this dream. A saint is an earth in eternal spring. A fez is a Bordeaux song I sing. Inside the veins of a petal of a redbud tree are hidden worlds where he may be. See, your sky is winter. Forgive this dream. Know your wounds will finally heal. Forgive this dream and become real. See, your sky is winter. Oh, forgive this dream. Your wounds of love will finally heal. Forgive this dream and become real. A saint is an earth in eternal spring. Fez is a Bordeaux song I sing. Inside the veins of a petal of a redbud tree. Hidden worlds where he may be.
Lovins, here on Out of the Woods. Brand new CD called My Friend Hafiz, and that was Forgive the Dream. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Chip Calkert. You're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. Be with you for the next 3 hours, playing mostly acoustic music. We have live music coming in tonight. Soul and Keel are here, a trio from Massachusetts, and they have all kinds of interesting instruments here in the studio. If you could only see what we just did to get them all in here. Very, very interesting. So it's going to be a fun time. Stay tuned for that. Probably after the next set of music, we'll get started. But we're going to play a set of new stuff for you right now. Right now, a track from Hannah Lee. They're doing a series of EPs. And this is the second one just released, called Brassica. And here's Baby Come Home on Out of the Woods.
Reading a piece in a cheap magazine. For people who wanted to be alone.
Well, I don't want to be alone. No, I don't want to be alone.
So baby, drop everything and please hurry home. And if you want, you can take off your clothes.
Suppose I wouldn't know, since I never did anything but drink a lot. All I ever did was drink too much. But oh, when she loves me, it's honey in a touch. Yeah, it's sweeter than a summer dream. The way that she makes
A letters and a carpet bag, was all she called her own. She came knocking on our front door as the storm began. That summer I was still a boy who dreamed of loving like a man. Her memory haunts me, and I just can't shake her free. It's summer in Raleigh and Virginia's, walking through my dreams. She wore dresses on the harder days, pulled her long hair back, sang out loud to the radio, and threw her head back when she left. She had the keys to heaven, tied up in her apron strings. When the rain soaked that cotton through, I could hear the angels sing. Her memory haunts me, and I just can't shake her free. Summer in Raleigh and Virginia's, walking through my dreams.
Walking through snow, big bed wolf at the window. Not much choice in the matter now. Some must lead, some must follow. Touch can mean distance to some people. Touch can mean prison or be like a cage. Life could be more simple, especially in this day and age. They've got the time, they've got the need. The world's getting weird, the world's running free. That's another story, this is their story. Skin from their own hot glow. no more wolf at the window. Touch can mean distance to some people. Touch can mean I own you forever and a day. I think life could be more simple, especially in this day and age. They've got the time, they've got the need. It's getting weird, the wolf's running free. That's another story, this is their story. People. Touch can bring blossom to things that decay. I think life could be that simple, especially in this day and age. We got the time, we got the need. Words getting weird, the wolf's running free. That's another story.
Mary Beth Cross here on Out of the Woods. Brand new stuff. CD's called Beyond Good and Evil, and that was Babes in the Wood. We had Kyle Carey in there just before that from her CD Monongo. And we heard Virginia. She was a guest last spring. And Mary Beth and Kyle kind of have a similar voice now that I'm listening to them back to back. Marcy Marxer, also brand new in there, playing some cool stuff. Lost Gander from her new CD, Things Are Coming My Way. And, of course, Kathy Fink is all over that one, too. I don't know why they didn't call it a Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer album, but she is all over it. Hannah Lee started off the set. We heard Baby Come Home from the new EP, Brassica, which I believe is the second of five that they're putting out this year. We have live guests in the studio, Sol and Keel. Did I say that correctly?
You got it right, John.
All right. Well, we're going to turn that up because we have a bunch of microphones. Oh, my goodness.
It's all right. Yeah. As long as one gets us.
It's going to be an experiment. See, I'm going to be echoing like crazy in the room here. But you guys sound pretty good.
Right on.
All right, I'll turn that down a little bit. Turn me up a little bit. But better to think of what microphones are what here. Yeah, that's that one there, so.
Testing.
Toby, there he is. All right, can we hear everybody if we talk right now?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah,
can you?
I can hear you pretty good. I'm going to keep that one.
How about Jessie, can you talk?
I can talk.
She can talk.
Can
it's
talk.
A miracle. She was mute until we got here.
We haven't heard her all day.
It's all an experiment, making sure. We have four extra microphones here in the studio, and it'll be interesting. But where are you guys from?
We're based in the Boston area, from various places personally, but all from New England. I grew up in Newton, right outside.
I grew up in Peterborough, New Hampshire, not too far from here.
I grew up in the middle of nowhere in Massachusetts, Ashland, Massachusetts.
Is that Western Mass?
No, it's about, 40 minutes west of Boston, directly west of Boston.
She truly came out of the woods, John.
Yeah, so did I.
And Mike and I went to school in the woods, so yeah. We feel like we're coming out of the woods, too.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to play a tune here. Toby's got a flute here. You're going to tell us about that. And,
Sure. This is a beautiful custom-made specifically for me, which is a real treat, Navajo flute. I don't believe it was made specifically by a Navajo man, but it was made by a man who was specifically trained by a Navajo man. So it feels pretty genuine, and it's a beautiful tone. I think it's made of cherry, and yeah, I'm looking forward to playing it for you guys. This first tune is called Hills.
All right.
Thank you.
Very nice. Sol and Keel, you're live in the studio on Out of the Woods. And I think we got a good mix with everything on the board. I think the key was to turn down the main input there.
Right on.
So, but you should see it, folks. We have a piano. We brought a piano.
We carried it ourselves.
Actually, I should say they brought a piano. I asked if they wanted any help bringing this stuff in, and they said no. And now I'm glad that they said no.
Yeah, it's big. It weighs more than, you know, getting close to 400 pounds. And divided in two, you know, it's even pretty heavy itself. So by bringing it out on the road, we tend to take on our own burden.
Pretty amazing, but Toby LaRoche over here, Mike Harris, and Jesse Hansen. Do I have that correct? I don't know if we actually said your names.
Oh, that's true.
Nope, that's us.
That's us.
I don't usually remember things either, so I'm doing pretty good. But they brought in all this stuff. It's funny because I was talking with a friend of mine before I left work today, and both of us remember the group Doa. And your dad, Toby, was in Doa. And Greg worked on a show once that Benefit or something they put on. And he was talking about all the equipment that came in with them and that they didn't play half of it while they were. And I was thinking, there must be some sort of family curse as far as bringing all this.
I think it's a real curse. Yeah, actually, my father did pass away back in, well, I guess it's been about 7 years now. And I inherited a lot of those instruments from him. So it was a pleasure to receive them all. But you're right, it's sort of a blessing and a curse at the same time. We have a van full of stuff for mostly for two people. Our third person has a few things too, but it's fun, but it is hard sometimes.
Yeah, I got to see your dad once too open for Arlo Guthrie back, I think it was 1983, something like that. But very cool.
I missed that show, unfortunately.
You weren't quite born.
Quite around yet. It wasn't quite an idea at that point.
You were just vibrating in the sound.
I'm dating myself here, too. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with some more live music with Sol and Keel right after this.